Nine of spades. He shuffled the deck as quickly as he talked, telling stories about kings and queens and barbers in the castle, something about the three jacks hanging out at the fire station, playing checkers with their pals. "Pick a card," he said, proceeding to ramble on about the price of milk and gasoline and disposable razors. "Did you look at your card?" he asked. "Yeah, I looked at my card," I said. Keeping the card face down, I slid it back into the deck, certain he didn't see it. He shuffled the cards and shuffled them again and continued to shuffle the shit out of them as he went on and on, babbling about how man never really landed on the moon, how fairy tales used to scare him straight, and how the Pope was really Lucifer, having the time of his life. He splayed the deck across the table, and I could see my card, but it was mostly covered by the King of Hearts. When I looked up, he had stopped talking and was just staring at me, expressionless. "What's wrong?" I asked him. "Nothing's wrong with me," he said, "but I'd like to know how long you're planning on hiding your misfortune behind the Suicide King."